Welcome to We Fact Up with Dave.
Red.
And Hannah. I reckon one day we should say, I should say, Dave.
And I should say,
Hannah.
Red.
Oh.
Hannah.
We spent like 7 episodes trying to get it so that we actually, the right way to do it. Yeah. I don't think we should go backwards now. Regress.
With my tiny mouse voice, sorry.
Just before Dave said
air.
That, Dave said that Hannah had a tiny mouse voice.
I said a sweet little mouse voice.
The damage has been done.
I said you need to speak up a little bit sometimes because you've got this sweet.
You could have put it in a better way. She has a
sweet,
lovely voice.
What's wrong?
You guys are shouty. You've just got shouty voices.
That's probably true.
I'm sorry.
Baritone shouty.
People are listening
voices.
To it going, Dave and Red are way soprano. Too loud. Hannah's sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to backtrack. You can see
tone
what he's
it up,
doing.
Hannah. Yeah.
Stuart Little is a mouse. And he has a nice little voice. So I think it's a compliment, is what I was saying.
You're still calling her a mouse.
No, I'm saying her voice is mouse
like. Yeah, so tiny and like.
And sweet. Sweet is a positive term of endearment.
My greatest fear on this planet is mice and rats.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
I don't care.
Well, you brought it up. So, okay, it feels like you do care.
I don't. Let's go on with the show.
On with the show. All right, we've got a question here sent in from Tommy Brode. Tom Brode. And he's written in and asked us, who invented the high five?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Should we do
one? Shebangabang.
Yeah, let's. Oh, I can't even reach.
We sit across from each other and that's too far away. Who invented the high five? So.
Steve Holt.
Steve Holt from Arrested Development is a potential. Does he even high five in Arrested Development? I think he just yells Steve Holt and punches his fist in the air.
Yeah, he doesn't
high
five. I think he would partake in a high five if offered, but probably. It's not in the show.
It's not in the show. So why Steve Holt? You just feel like he's the kind of guy who, maybe it's that kind of guy.
It's with that spirit, you know? Steve Holt, high five.
Or Doyle Rules, those guys.
Or Doyle Rules.
Another,
Billy, yes.
Another Adam Sandler reference.
Every show.
Yeah, it could have been, well, that's probably, he probably didn't invent it. The O'Doyles. Let's throw back to when the first iteration of a high five would have happened.
Probably, so like maybe
a war would have been one, and they went,
yeah.
Cool, good one.
It's like
who's still got your hands? Me, I've got hands. Great. Touch them. Touch into my hands. I've still got them as well.
I reckon it's something from the war, like sort of, you know, obviously it's a celebratory thing.
Say that again.
Yep.
Celebratory?
Say it again.
Celebratory.
Okay, there you go.
It's a celibate.
Yeah. Wait, did I say
celibate
that wrong?
Thing. It is a celibate thing to use your hand for. High-fiving in a different way.
Masturbation.
Subtlety is just
oh,
not
God, now we have to make
repertoire.
This one explicit
yeah,
again.
Yeah, just because of Hannah.
Sorry.
Okay, so we think it could be the war. It could be... I've got a theory about babies clapping.
Okay, yep.
This is my theory. So when a baby is young, right, and it shows joy for something, mm-hmm. like it happens, one of the first things it does, smiles and then it claps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So clapping is a natural thing that we do, right?
No.
And it's a way of showing. Yeah, what?
No,
oh, this
we
is the teacher.
Yeah.
So Hannah is a kidney teacher,
one.
Just so you
a
know.
A kidney teacher.
She teaches kidneys how to function.
I think we teach children how to clap because we're always like clap hands like this. I don't think they naturally. They find their hands.
I
for
think
sure.
they naturally clap.
Keep going.
I think babies just it's like a natural thing that they do. Don't you think?
I think that's a.
You think
behavior.
It's learned?
No, yeah, but you do that straight away when you see your babies. Hello, how are you doing?
We clap. You mean
we go? Yay!
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Do monkey? Like this, do baby
yay!
Monkeys clap?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if baby monkeys clap,
then it's an innate.
Then I guess it's innate, unless those baby monkeys have learned from humans, which would be weird. But here's my theory.
Okay.
My theory is babies clap naturally when they're born to show joy, right? So as we get older, we don't really just start clapping when someone's doing something fun, unless we're at a gig or whatever. Like, if you just say, so what you want to do is share that experience of joy with someone else.
Oh.
So you high five. It's
you
a mutual clap.
Else.
It's like, I love this so much. I want to clap, so I could clap. But if I share that clap with someone, I'm high fiving with someone else.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like you're actually sharing the most purest form of joy with another person.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
That's my personal theory.
Hey,
that's
we agree good. On something. That's
weird.
Fun. That's strange.
I feel ill.
Yeah,
I
don't feel right about it.
No, I don't feel good about this at all.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with you just because it makes me feel better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me feel good too.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Ugh.
Do you think it could be like an adaptation of some sort of cultural greeting? You know, like how...
Like a handshake.
Like a handshake or...
Or a milkshake.
Oh, you ruined it.
Sorry.
Or like, you know there's a dance where... I'm thinking like it's Russian or something where they clap hands. Oh, yeah, yeah,
like a Cossack dance or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have we just hit, maybe it's just started in from the Cossacks or the Russians or from a dance move.
Putin started it. The high five.
Putin.
Wouldn't put it past
on his horse.
That. Would not put it past that guy.
Yeah, maybe it's like a...
tried.
Almost.
Tried.
Like a dance move that they thought, oh, I liked that bit. Not maybe not the spinny round bit, but the hand.
Yeah, the spinny round bit's too hard. Let's just like just cut it down a bit. Yeah. And it's like, here you go.
That move.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Also, what about, you know how, because handshakes come about because you want to show that you didn't have a weapon in your hand. That's why people handshake. So I know that. So if you go to greet someone and you put out your hand as like, I don't have a weapon, and like, I don't have one either. Hi. Ooh. And they shake.
Peace.
The shake and the high five aren't too far away from each other. So
yeah, that could be something. Or like two people passing each other and like hold out your hand.
On a horse.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Damn.
So you're on a horse and you
like,
don't have
hold out your hand, hold out your hand.
Pass. Or they're giving something to each other as they walk past, like drugs. Just give it drugs. Hey, have some
I think okay. I don't know.
Has
a cookie.
Have a cookie.
Have a cookie.
Have a cookie. Said cocaine.
All right. I like the sharing the
sharing's
hand,
caring.
Sharing the high five angle. I reckon that's pretty good.
But that doesn't really get us close to who invented it.
Oh, who invented it?
I wonder where
it came up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder why it's so it's sort of like American, isn't it? It's got like it's related to being like, oh yeah.
Could it be a sport thing? At the end of sports game, someone
basketball.
Maybe we're thinking too far back. Maybe
basketball. Two people jumped up. One guy went up for the basketball, the other guy went up to block it, and the ball fell out and they just hit their heads in the air.
And they thought,
that was sweet. That was cool.
That's awesome.
That was a cool
move. Let's continue
thing.
Doing
That's
that.
Our thing.
Let's keep doing
different.
That. We're on the same team now. We're no longer on opposite teams anymore.
Yeah.
No weapons.
And just spread like wildfire. The West Indies did in the cricket. You know, maybe it started in the 60s, not like sort of back in the Cossack era.
Do you think
Cossack era still happened?
Cossack era.
When do you think it happened?
Maybe it's just like the 60s, like
I guess
basketball,
not be that much of an old thing. Like, we don't know. It could have been, I'm born in the 80s. Before that, high fives may never have even existed.
Michael Jordan could have invented it. That would have been great to invent something like that everybody does, like a high five.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're sleeping.
Or sleeping.
Yeah, just if you had invented sleeping.
Hey, that feels good. I'm going to do that too.
I feel so rested. All these people are tired.
Why is it sleeping?
All these people are dancing in the street. So I'm just going to...
No, that's a good point. Imagine inventing sleeping. Cool. Someone had to do it first.
Everyone was so tired before that.
Yeah, it was like,
hey guys, just try sleeping.
Shut our eyes and lay down.
You're out of control, man. Yeah, just
sleeping. Stupid.
I'm excited to hear the real answer to this question.
So we got a few theories there. Are we just going to roll it out and see what happens?
Yeah, they've got the Cossacks, got the NBA, or, the basketball.
The babies.
The war.
Sleeping.
All of that. No, we don't have sleeping. Comes back to the war.
All the good stuff.
And then the 50s and 60s.
Baby me, come on and pet me, honey. Baby me. You know you get me when you give me that.
All right, we're back on We Fact Up, everybody. We're talking about the high five.
Hey! Yeah.
That was just a clap. All of us did a clap. We're too far away to actually high five each other.
Mm.
So there is a long and perilous history of the high five. Even a word?
It's a celebratory thing,
perilous.
Dave.
Perilous.
Perilous? I still think that's the wrong word.
Perilous?
Means peril. Death.
Yeah, no one died.
That's how I meant it. I meant it like to increase the drama of the stories. Like it's perilous.
Too
overloaded.
Overloaded drama.
Too much, you think? Too much. All right.
The first two people that ever high five died.
Immediately. They just blew up.
Yeah, just spontaneously combusted.
The story goes like this. Some claim the gesture was invented by LA Dodgers outfielder Glenn Burke when he spontaneously high-fived fellow outfielder Dusty Baker after a home run during a game in 1977.
Just to clarify, that's baseball, yeah?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in the 70s, though. Focus on that bit. That's amazing.
77. That's netball. So not very long ago.
Oh, that really surprises me. I thought it would have been like a... like a 50s thing with like gangs.
I thought it was like way early.
Yeah, I thought it was 1500s.
When I said war, I thought it was like, like
19,
like Jesus invented.
Jesus invented the high five. Him and Moses. Way to part the sea, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah. You healed me, bro.
Kickstand.
You healed me, bro. He's also a Kiwi.
I got a hand now. Let's high five.
Oh, this is choice A.
Look at that sea. It's part of D.
It's part of D.
on beach days.
And it's all red.
Did you say red or dead? Is it dead or did ritzy or ditzy?
Oh, yeah, dead one.
Oh, it's a ditzy.
Oh, that'd be so good if it just came out that all it wasn't Jerusalem or anything. It was all just in Auckland.
I'd like it a bit more, I think. Yeah. I'd be like, great, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, I believe that.
And
now.
Jesus wasn't like a carpenter. He was just a bouncer at a nightclub.
With face tats.
Okay, well, there is a little bit of conjecture here, though. So I've painted this rosy picture of this baseball star coming up with the high five. Others claim that the 78-79 Louisville basketball team started it on the court.
So it's still the same era.
Yeah, it's a year later. So it's so it seems that there's... Mm. So does that mean before the 77-78 issue, no one had ever high five? Can you imagine that world?
No.
I can't.
And that's like post-punk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, punk music happened before then.
But they were too busy slam dancing.
Yeah, they just punch each other in the head on the dance floor, the muzzy.
I don't think there's like sort of high fiving each other. Not sweet mohawk, bro.
No, but, yeah, you know? No, but just to
I love
be
your piercing. Where'd you get those spikes?
You know, I just think that's weird that like the high five punk. Is younger than punk music.
But they were pretty gloomy people. They weren't all
I don't think they high five. They honestly, I think they punch.
They're all about anarchy and stuff. Not like, or like, it maybe like,
hey guys.
Awesome anarchy.
Yeah, or anarchy yay.
Yeah, anarchy yay.
Anarchy yay.
Is all the punks in England just yelled out when they're going like.
Anarchy yay, shut up with the anarchy yay thing.
I thought we were just trying to be happier.
I just love chaos.
I like how your S just did a whistle. I love chaos.
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 I was just doing a voice.
My own.
Just a generic voice, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into
78.
It.
78, that's
so
crazy.
Let me just explain what happened here. At the end of the 90, this is the baseball story. Mm-hmm. At the end of the 1977 season, Dusty Baker hit his 30th home run. He ran triumphantly across the plate, and Glenn Burke, waiting on deck, held his hand up high, signaling for Baker to give him the first ever high five. Mm. Apparently this guy was really cool, this Burke guy. It says that the instinct for how to instantly celebrate was what made Burke, by his teammates' accounts, the life of the team.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I guess if you invent the high five, you're a cool dude.
Imagine that moment, just like, though. Like, I'm on, about to invent something that everyone will do.
Forever.
Yeah,
forever.
And then I went to the low five, you know, sort of down low, up too top, slow. To the
too
side,
slow.
Too slow.
Yeah,
just had its own sort of...
History.
Yeah, whole just in mind of its own, really.
Wow.
A whole evolution. I wonder if he thought, people are going to call this the Burke. Give us a burp, bro. And then they went high five.
He's like practicing at home in the mirror, you know, and he's like, oh, we're going to call that a high five. God damn it. I just did a Berkey. No, we're going to call it the high five.
So that's the story of the baseball guy who supposedly invented the high five. There's a whole documentary apparently on it because the guy there was a secret that he was actually gay. And
should we watch
history.
It live on this podcast? Because I reckon that would be great. Yeah. What is it, like 90 minutes?
Just read the subtitles out to
everybody. Yeah, yeah. Now there's another guy high fiving.
So the sad story is secretly gay and it ruined his career apparently because I guess baseball is quite a macho sport in the 70s and stuff. So he quit baseball a few years later. A few years after inventing it, he picked the high five and then he had to just give it all up because of bigots.
Ugh.
That's horrible.
Wonder where he is now.
I'm glad you asked that question. I have the answer right here. Oh. So just a little bit more info on this guy. He had to quit because he was gay and they made fun of him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it said, after retiring from baseball, Burke used the high five with other homosexual residents at the Castro District of San Francisco.
Wow.
Where it became a symbol of gay pride and identification.
That's cool.
Interesting. Imagine going to like like some kind of like rally where like these big macho blokes there, you know, like some kind of footy match.
Union rally or something.
Yeah, and be like, you know that high five you guys just did? That's actually a symbol of gay pride.
What, mate?
What'd you bloody say to me? I'll bash your brains in, mate.
That's so good. So good.
We should remember that. Anytime a bigot high fives, angel loses its wings.
You know, my friend Emma, her brother, he's like a bit of a bogan, apparently, and I've never met him, but he's like this big tough guy. And it was like a thing about being really proud to be Australian.
Oh.
So he got in huge letters on his forearm, tattooed, pride.
Oh, no.
And Emma was like, you do know what that means.
Yeah.
Suck it.
And he's like super homophobic apparently. So he started getting it removed, right?
Oh, man.
Letter by letter. But instead of getting the P gone first, so it could just say maybe like ride.
Well, ride isn't great either.
He's got, yeah, but now he's just got an arm that says prid.
Prid.
Oh, man.
And he hasn't had anything else removed. Oh, isn't that terrible?
Morons just get what they deserve.
Yeah,
they
that's do. Right.
Ride, ride it. So unfortunately, Burke died of AIDS later, I think in the late 90s or something, but he left us all with a lasting memory of him as the high five. That's a wonderful thing.
I would like to leave the high five about him.
Sorry?
People should know
People
that
should
about
know
him.
The name Glenn Burke invented the high five.
Hopefully his tombstone's just a big hand just coming up.
People
that's
can good. Come and high five.
Yeah, you that's can just come good. And high five Burke whenever
just
you want.
Just touch his hand.
So good.
The other story about the basketball thing, I'm not even going to touch that because there's no articles on it. It's everyone's saying it's this Glenn Burke, and then I think some basketball team said, "No, we did it," but it's actually clearly
it's
Burke.
Give it to Burkey. Let's give it to Burkey.
Glenn Burke has given the high five, and I think we should all be grateful. Yeah. Here's to you, Glenn Burke.
We love you. What?
Isn't that the gardener?
No, that's Don Burke.
Oh, no. On that note.
Yeah, let's end it there. We're
out.
Not even going to touch that, Hannah.
Shoot it next
God,
week.
He's like 50.
50? He's heaps older than that.
Oh, now you know. Now you know everything about Don Burke. Jesus, that's great. Be happy.